The Office of Management and Budget has released a list of 26 IT projects that are late or over budget or both, and they'll all get special attention. So how's this going to play out, and what should an agency manager do when an important high-dollar project is threatened with cancellation? Joining us with answers based on experience, Ed Marr, the former CIO at Veterans Affairs and Interior, now Director of Strategy for Health Affairs at SRA International. Mr. Marr, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Amy. Glad to be here.
And I just promised our whole audience that you've got answers. I hope that's not too much pressure on you. But what is it federal CIOs need to do to deal with this news?
Well, you know, they need to go back to basics, and you know, they get caught up in the day-to-day of what's going on internally to their departments, and I think this is just being served notice that they need to go back to basics, and it really isn't brain surgery. It's just minor surgery, but in difficult conditions, and so they got to go back and make sure their requirements locked down, make sure they're delivering meaningful results in short 3 months, 6 months, 9 month increments. They're staying on schedule, staying on budget, they're managing all the basic stuff. They're just being told that they're being watched, and there's a short leash, and OMB is trying to control things with the money, with the power of the purse. And so they're saying, you know, get back on schedule, get back on a budget, make sure you have lockdown deliverables, and then start crank these things out, and we're watching. And if you don't, we're going to cut your funding.
And I'm wondering if anyone was really surprised by which projects were on the list, least of all the people that own those projects, because they knew they were late and over budget and have been subject to scrutiny before. So this shouldn't have come as a surprise to anyone, should it?
No. It's actually the folks. There's a lot of folks who took a deep breath when their project didn't get put on the list. Again, you know, we've been talking a lot about this, Tom. You know, there's this notion. We know how to do this. We do know how to deliver IT projects on time and on budget. But so many of them go wrong, and they go wrong for a myriad of the same reasons. It's lack of end user involvement. It's lack of end user commitment to a set of specifications. It's lack of committing to doing these things in bite-sized pieces, chewing the elephant a big, you know, a good big bite at a time, but not the whole thing. These are really basic stuff that people know how to do. It's just you get caught up in the day-to-day, you know, spreading the butter too thin. You know, you're trying to do too much with too little, and next thing you know, these things start slipping. You let requirements slip. You let requirements grow. They come back and say, cut your budget by 10%, instead of stopping and saying, well, these are the 10% lowest priority things I'm not going to do. You just spread the butter thinner, and next thing you know, that means time slip, and then dependencies slip. And again, it's just a matter of getting back to their knitting, paying attention to what's important, and doing it right, and having the support all the way up the top for doing it right.
You make it sound so easy. If I were in that position, you would have just talked me right off that ledge. It makes perfect in a good way, because the way you describe it, you know, if you find yourself in this position, get back to basics. But
I don't mean to make it sound too easy, because there's this whole bunch of really relatively simple but really terribly taxing problems of you don't have enough serious experienced program managed support. You get requirements changed on you. There's a myriad of things that occur to you that happen to you that challenge you in this role. Yeah, I don't mean to make it sound simple, but with this kind of scrutiny, with this kind of attention, when those things occur, you now have the support to say, wait a second, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to fix this and do this the way I know how to do this right, which may mean delaying another project, which may mean moving experienced personnel from one project to another, which may mean saying no to new requirements until you get the old requirements fixed. So in a way, it is very straightforward and commonsensical. But another way, it's still very difficult to manage at this level in these departments. Don't get me wrong. This is not a walk in the woods. It takes some real experience to get this done.
Well, that's precisely where I was headed with that, which is you also very astutely pointed out that they're trying to do too much with too little. And instead of focusing on what is out of your control, like budget, like having resources, focus on what is in your control, like the ability to say no.
Exactly. And again, that with the turnover, with you know, folks learning sometimes on the job, with the movement of the requirements coming at you so rapidly, with the changes in technology, keeping up with all that, I certainly don't mean to sound like it's a simple job, but we do have very straightforward, proven ways of doing business that do result in success, and having the ability to stick to those is what's really critical here.
We're speaking with Ed Marr. He's Director of Strategy for Health Affairs at SRA International and former Deputy CIO at the Department of Veterans Affairs and Interior Department. And so I'm wondering, when the CIO convenes the team in the aftermath of this list and says, okay, well, how do we get this back on track, do you think that the publication of this list and the singling out of these projects actually gives the CIO, the authority and power he needs to push things through that he or she may not have had going into it?
Absolutely. I've always said a good public beating like this will gives you all sorts of power. You can go back and say, hey, I'm not going to let this happen again. We will stick to this. We will do this. We won't, you know, we're not going to spread the butter and eat it, or, you know, we're freezing these requirements. We're going to prioritize these requirements. Yeah, it gives, you know, something like this kind of attention, my experience always helps. After you get over the beating and the unpleasantness of having to admit that things have gone wrong, it almost always helps you get back on track, because you now have the ability to say, hey, look, we're not going to have this happen again. We're going to stick to what we know how to do, and gives the that person the ability to say no and have it stick. While it's painful, and listen, I've been through my share of them, and no one enjoys it. I've always found that in the end, it's more helpful than not.
Ed Marr is the Director of Strategy for Health Affairs in SRA International's Global Health Sector and the former Deputy Chief Information Officer at the Departments of Veterans Affairs and Interior. He's done this before. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to have you on the show.
My pleasure, Tom. Amy, thanks.